AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. The U.S. takes another step toward approval of a kid-sized Pfizer coronavirus vaccine. Here's the AP Sagar Magani.
The FDA panel vote was unanimous with one abstention, though Dr. Paul Offit, a pediatrician, says it wasn't an easy choice.
It's always nerve-wracking. I think when you're asked to make a decision for millions of children based on studies of only a few thousand children.
But Pfizer's study of elementary school kids showed the vaccine safe and 91% effective in 5 to 11-year-olds. Dr. Amanda Cohn says the virus was the eighth leading killer of those kids over the past year.
COVID-19 now is a vaccine-preventable disease.
The FDA itself will make its decision in coming days, and if approved, the CDC would then decide whether to recommend the shot and which kids should get them. Sagar Magani, Washington.
House and Senate Democrats and the White House continue to negotiate on President Biden's bill covering the social programs and climate change. Washington State Representative Pramila Jayapal, head of the House Progressives, says the deal isn't done yet and the $1.75 trillion package has to be ready before any action is taken on the bipartisan $1 trillion infrastructure bill.
We're trying to get this finished. I mean, in the ideal world, we would vote on both of them this weekend. I would love that. I would love that. But we got to have the agreement on what it is so that it can be written up, and then we can vote both bills through.
Biden soon heads to Scotland for the UN climate summit that starts on Thursday. Several hundred McDonald's workers in 12 U.S. cities walked off the job today, protesting what they say is an ongoing problem of sexual harassment and violence in the company's restaurants. The action included restaurants in Chicago, Houston, Miami, Detroit, and other cities, according to Fight for $15 and a labor group that's organized the strikes. This is AP News. 1 week from Election Day, and the Virginia governor's race has grown tighter and more bitter between Democrat Terry McAuliffe, a former governor, and Republican Glenn Youngkin, a businessman endorsed by former President Donald Trump. President Biden, in an appearance at a McAuliffe campaign rally, tried to link Youngkin to actions being taken by Republican governors in other states.
Just look around what's happening with the governor of Texas and Florida. The assault on women's right to choose. The lives lost to this pandemic could have been saved. Virginia, for the sake of your families and the country, we can't let this happen here in Virginia.
No Republican has won statewide office in Virginia since 2009. Securities regulators say former President Donald Trump's social media company could get tens of millions in special bonus shares in a new publicly traded entity if it performs well. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.